Good afternoon. My name is Erin Mathewson, and you are listening to Women's Magazine on 94.1 KPFA. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Sadia Saraj and Jenna Burton. Sadia is a graduate of San Jose State University and is currently working for Oakland's EBACE, or East Bay Alliance for Sustainable Economy. Jenna is a graduate of Howard University and a medic for Berkeley Free Clinic. Both women are co-founders of Red, Bike, and Green, a group that encourages African Americans to bike to improve their environment, their health, and the amount of money in their pocketbooks. Welcome to Women's Magazine, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Great. So, as you know, we're having a conversation in honor of Dr. King's birthday. So, to start, I was just thinking, whenever we talk about Dr. King, we talk about his dream and the speech that expressed it. And I'd like to know, what role did Dr. King and his dream play, if any at all, in the principles you value and the work that you're doing now? Sadia?
Personally, you know, I was raised a Muslim, you know, and I'm a Black Muslim at that, you know, here in America. So I think Malcolm X might have been a little bit more popular in my household than Dr. King. It's only more recently when you talk about, you know, a dream and realizing that dream and what does that mean what does that mean for us here in Oakland with, you know, stuff like Oscar Grant? What does that mean sort of for the world? Are we healing? Are we not? But I think with the work that we do at EBACE, which is really about making the economy work for working people and being sure that people are supported and able to step into their dream. You know, we all want to go to work, feed our kids, come back home, you know, not be paying an arm and a leg for either the rent, clothes, the food. Right. All that's really important. It's why I'm honored and love working at a great organization like EBACE. That's, you know, among our focus. Dignified works for folks.
Jenna?
Well, the thing that I've grown to be more and more passionate about is community health. Mm. Dr. King, his dream, it's rooted in the civil rights movement, and a lot of it has to do with economic equality, mm-hmm. racial equality, just civil rights action. And so the work that I do isn't directly related to that dream or what it is that he's talking about, especially when he made that speech. But it's indirectly related, and it's just as important, because how are we going to be healthy enough to realize that dream? Hmm. How are we going to be healthy enough to raise soldiers to continue that struggle or to reap the benefits of that struggle? We're pretty much trying to encourage more Black people to get on bikes, because the disparities, the health disparities, are really absurd. And a lot of it is preventable. Mm-hmm. And it's not a coincidence that African Americans have some of the highest prevalence rates of preventable disease. So that's like one third of the reason why I started the group, because I just want to see more bike riding in the Black community. Like, it can be more accessible, it can be more fun. And then the other two, environment is, I mean, as human beings, we are impacted by the environment. So it's pretty much a no-brainer. And the third one, just the economic struggle of the Black community can be helped by curtailing the transportation cost.
Does Martin Luther King Jr. Day hold a significance for you or the Black community beyond a day off from school or from work?
I was going to say, today I sent out an email at work telling everybody that I was going to go into work on Monday and that I would be taking off Tuesday. And at the bottom of the email, I told, you know, I cracked a little joke. I said, shh, you know, don't tell Dr. King that I'm cheating on him with President Obama. And you think about Dr. King getting assassinated. You think about Oscar Grant. You know, you think about an inauguration of a Black man in the middle of all that. Like, it's a lot. But, you know, Dr. King would be 80 now. So, like, how would he feel? What would he say? What would this mean?
Well, the day, it's kind of like a placeholder, but it does remind us to at least acknowledge what Martin Luther King stood for, the work that he did, the type of leadership role that he played in the Black community. It reminds us to be more intentional in teaching those values to our children. It's good to have that Monday as a placeholder, just to remind yourself or just to remind other people, just to take a day for yourself to take a breather and remember what those core values are.
I agree with both of you. I think Martin Luther King Day is a perfect example of how far we've come and how far we need to go. I think people love to show Martin Luther King Day as, see, we like black people, you know, like we, they're equal. Everybody's equal. Everything's all fine. Racial relations. I don't think that's true, but I don't think that the status of black people, I think it has improved, but I think it still needs to improve. I'm wondering, what are your thoughts about Obama and his administration?
It is really unfair for me or for anyone to just have, I mean, we've definitely stated our convictions already about the Obama administration without the administration actually taking office yet.
Right.
So it's hard for me to say anything because I really haven't seen much.
How quickly do we build up hope and then we and then that all changes?
Right.
You know,
right.
Right. We built up the hope, and then we lost the change that we could believe it. Can you talk to me at least on the 21st? Can you talk to me a year from now? Can you talk to me 3 years from now? Can you talk to me 10 years from now? Like, we're going to be reeling from stuff that Bush did for a long time, so let's just pop the brakes here.
Yeah.
People are really up in arms. And you know what? A lot of the folks that he's chosen, it could be, you know, depending on how you want to think about it. Yes, it's inappropriate. Yes, it's, you know, it's you're cautious. You want, you know, you would caution him. But I think that we all need to remember that people on the ground are fine. As much as we can hopefully continue to push him to be as progressive as we want him to be. And we'll see what that looks like. But for now, just let's wait for Tuesday.
Well, then I'd like to go back to the dream. Did you feel that the dream made space for black women? And if it did, what was their role, and what is their role now in terms of social justice?
The role of women now?
Black women.
I think it did make space for black women, but the faces that we see would probably lead one to believe the opposite of that. It's kind of like what we were discussing about Ella Baker. And unless you studied civil rights, or unless you went out of your way to learn who the leaders were, who the players were during this time, you probably won't know a whole lot about Ella Baker. I think she was a behind the scenes woman. She's a good example of there's space to definitely make a difference as a woman, but it's not always obvious, and there's definitely an opportunity for more space to be made.
So Jenna brought up Ella Baker. One of the things that I feel like I've picked up was the idea that she wanted to break away from his movement in that he considered himself and wanted to be the leader of it. And she wanted something along the lines of her wanting us to really tap into the leader within ourselves. What can be said for, you know, the idea that women want communal living, learning, loving. And in order to make that happen in the way that she wanted, she had to break off.
I'm still actually wrestling with this question, ladies. I've heard many a black man praise Michelle Obama. They just love her because she...
I love her.
Oh.
If you find yourself listening to KPFA right now, Michelle Obama, holla. No. I think the reason why she's wonderful, aside from being smart, gorgeous, beautiful, a mother, I think it's just really captivating and romantic and wonderful to see on the national level the idea of black love being elevated.
Amen.
Broadcast. It's lost within us. Others think it doesn't exist, you know. And so that's really funny to think about with regard to, you know, Dr. King was known for, having a few ladies. And the idea, you know, he and Coretta, they had a beautiful relationship, obviously. But she, you know, rest of both of her, so she didn't marry another Australian. It's just interesting to think about all of that. Dude, Coretta to Michelle to Oprah to Condoleezza, like, let's draw some comparisons. Let's see what we come up with. Let's draw some.
To Beyonce.
Oh, goodness. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Okay, I'm sorry. I might take that back. My thoughts, the state of black women, you know, there are a lot of us who are single mothers. A lot of us worry about being single for the rest of our lives. You know, we still make less money than white women. I think in pop songs, I was just noticing today that I was listening to two songs. There's one by Jamie Foxx and by Ne-Yo, and they both celebrate the independent woman, the woman who can pay her own bills and pay off her car and has a house, and she's the boss. I keep hearing this notion of woman being the boss. And in one way, I'm kind of excited. We have and were matriarchs, and we live in a patriarchy, and sometimes our role has been diminished. But on the other hand, I'm like, do they just want to be taken care of by women, which is entirely possible?
I mean, that's a huge topic that you unearth, that you open up. You know, historically, from mammies to Jackie Browns to, you know, sex kittens to oversexed, wild African, like all of, like, I think that all of that is huge, and it's more than we have time for, but I think, what do we want to step in and how do we want to allow ourselves to be perceived and make ourselves to be? And again, just that idea of like, bump, what else is going on? I'm going to step in and be my best self.
Any comments, Jenna?
I think
But I would like to end on this question or these few questions. Sometimes I feel like when we go to celebrate Martin Luther King Day, that King is in some ways portrayed as the last great Black leader. And I'm wondering, do you agree? And if not, who have you identified as leaders, or who inspires you, and why? What do they do? And if not, why?
The last Black great leader was our fathers. Like, that's what I would say. My father's one of the smartest Black men I know. So I think I don't need to look that far.
Yeah, going off of what Sadia just said, it kind of begs the question, what is a leader? How are we supposed to define a leader for us? The leaders that have had the strongest influence in my life are like unsung heroes. So I don't know who the next Martin Luther King is. And I don't even think it's that important. Like Sadia said, my uncle, he was a great leader in my family, and my father, and people who are doing things on grassroots levels and dedicating their lives to just seeing something happen, to seeing Martin Luther King's dream realized, something that doesn't always make the news headlines or doesn't always go down into history books. It makes you wonder, like, who these leaders are or where the leadership has gone to. But I mean, I think it's here. It's in the hands of the people where it should be.
It'll be interesting to see what folks, Black folks, young Black folks, you know, like, what will they step in, this now being a reality for them? An African-American, self-identified president of the United States, the free world, if you will. Like, it'll be interesting to see, like, how that idea of a leader who is me, looks like me, will translate for me here on a local level. You know, what will that look like? You ask who a leader would be. None of the people that ran through my mind were these elevated, lofty, far away. It's local folk, the elder down the street, family members, teachers. That's how we affect the change that we want to see.
I cannot believe I didn't ask this. I said this is my last question, but your dreams, ladies. What would you like to see come out from you and maybe from the administration as well?
I would like to be a good doctor one day that that my community can rely on for whatever healthcare services or needs. But I guess my dream for the community certainly doesn't come from one person. It comes from a principle that I learned from doing community organizing. And your goal as an organizer should pretty much be to put yourself out of work. If something needs to happen for the people, you don't need to hire anybody to do it. You don't need to provide some sort of incentive for a small contingent of people to get together and make this happen. If it needs to happen for the people, then the people will do it. It's something that sustains itself.
I really feel like it's important for me to figure out a way to be more engaged and involved with the community, more to it my community. My story or my flash in the pan is going to involve making that happen. Jen and I are starting it by being with the folks and talking about getting on bikes and being out in the community in that way. But I think that I want to see that go even further. I want to get closer to working with young folks and being that they are lifted up and they get what they need.
Thank you. I'm still working on outlining my dreams some more, but I'm sure it involves something to do with love and just loving ourselves more. I think a lot of problems stem from just not even loving yourself enough to do what you need to do to make yourself happy, let alone your friends, your family, your partners. I feel like the more we love each other, the happier I am. I like feeling loved. Probably need to wrap this up. So I just wanted to say, ladies, it has been a pleasure.
Thank
For real.
You. Likewise.
Thank you. Shout out to Women's Magazine inviting us in. Appreciate that.
Listeners, if you would like more information about the work these women are doing, you can contact them at redbikegreen.blogspot.com.
Or you can always be ready to ride.
You can show up at El Embarcadero. It's right across the street from Grand Lake Theater by the palm trees. We ride every Sunday at 12 noon.
Do you have to be a professional biker or anything?
No.
Of course not. All you have
to
do.
You have to have a bike and be down to get on it.
We're about black folks on bikes.
Yep.
So borrow your auntie's bike, your nephew's bike.
Bring your auntie and your nephew, on a bike. Hey, work it out.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Erin. Appreciate it.